Today's shir is Masech Babakam Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, 6 lines from the 5 wide lines. We learned in the Mishnah Gaon from Shal Ava V'Tava V'Chmachar, if somebody stole something from his father, an animal he stole from his father, and he shechted it or sold it, and then his father died, and he and his brothers share in yarshening this animal, so the halacha is that he has to pay Dalet V'Hei, there's the share of Dal V'Hei to his brothers that they are entitled to. Says the Gemara, B'minei Rav Ram Nachman, Gan of Shor Shoshnei Shutfim. Somebody stole an animal that belonged to two partners, the Tavchai, and he slaughtered it, the Haidalach Mehem, and he admitted to one of them. So the halacha is that he admitted that he did this Aveira. So since the payment of Dal V'Hei is a Knas, because it's not equal to to what you stole, it's more than what you stole. So there, halacha is the moed b'knas is potter. So he admitted this to one of the partners. Mahu, what will be the halacha about the other partner? Will he have to pay the other partner his dal v'hei? And the Gemara explains its question. Do we say chamisha bakar amar rachmana? The Torah says you have to pay dal v'hei. Of the whole animal, not of to one animal. You have to pay even chamisha chatzei bakar. So Rashi explains that he was moided to one of the partners, and that's why he's moided b'knas, but not to the other partner. Says the Gemara, asked the Rishonim, once he was moided to one partner, isn't that automatic that he's being moider to the other partner? So the simple way of learning is that one partner summoned him to one bezdin, the other partner summoned him to another bezdin, and to one partner he was moider, and to the other partner he was not moider. But another terrace that they give, that Rishonim give, is that when we speak about the halacha, on Moed B'Knas's Potter, the halacha Moed B'Knas's Potter only applies if you were Moed in front of the person to whom you owe the money, you were Moed to him in front of his face. If you're not Moed to him in front of his face, then we don't have the halacha Moed B'Knas. If that's the case, you could understand this Gemara very well. One of the partners was present, and since that partner was present, the Moed B'Knas to that partner is considered truly an example of Moed B'Knas. The other partner is not present, and that's why it's not considered Moed B'Knas. Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded, Chamisha Bakar Amar Rachmana V'Loi Chamisha Chatzui Bakar, and you won't have to pay the Knas. Eisvei, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, we learned in our Mishnah, Gonim Shalom V'Tavu Chamachar, the case that we began our shiur with, that somebody stole an animal from his father, and he shechted it or sold it. V'akach me'savav. And then his father passes away. The halacha is m'sham teshlumi arba v'chamisha. He has to pay teshlumi arba v'chamisha to his brothers. But ask the Gemara. V'akach, kivin the me'savav, since his father passed away, is so to he himself, that he's one of now of the victims, because he also gets a share in his father, Yerusha. Is so it's certainly considered like a situation, a k'moshe kodem v'hoida, and yet the Mishnah said, so that part he won't have to pay. And yet the Mishnah says, Tani Mishal Tashlum Abav Chamisha, says the Gemara, Amar Le'i, so Rav Nachman responds, Hachamai Skinen, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Kagan Sha'amar Ove Bedin. It's not just that he stole from his father. They even had a Din Torah, and the Din Torah says that he has to pay the Dal V'Hei to his father. And then, since that's what we're speaking about, since he already became obligated to pay that Dal V'Hei, full Dal V'Hei, that's why he has to pay it. But could well be if he was never obligated to pay that whole Dal V'Hei, that wouldn't be halacha. Aval, so now we're saying, if that had not happened, before the father passed away, what would be the halacha? Ena mishalom tashlum abav v'chamisha. He would not have to pay the abav v'chamisha. Ask the Gemara if that indeed is the halacha. Yehochi Adetani. Instead of the Mishnah teaching us a case, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dal Amabez, where the Mishnah talks about a case, Gonim Mishal Aviv, that if he stole from his father, Meis Aviv, and only after his father died, Akach Tavach Amacham, that's when the halacha is, Eidem Mishal Tashlum Rebbe Chamisha, the Mishnah could have said, a bigger Chiddush, Niflik B'Didei, the Medvam Amurim, when is the halacha that if the father died, he has to pay his brothers their share? That's only if Amid B'Din, if there was a Din Torah before the father passed away. Ava Loy Amid B'Din, if there was no Din Torah before the father passed away, then the halacha would be, Eidem Hashem Tashlumei Abra Chamisha. Why didn't the Mishnah tell us that? Bigger Chiddush. Amalei, so Rav Nachman says, Hachinayoni. Indeed, the Mishnah could have taught us that halacha. However, I did another Sevresha. Since in our Mishnah, the Mishnah spoke about a case of Gonav Mishal Aviv, Vatav V'chamachar, V'achkach Meis Aviv, that's why the next Mishnah speaks about a case of Gonav Mishal Aviv, Meis Aviv, V'achkach Tav V'chamachar, because there's more of a consistency in those two, there's more of a consistency in those two cases. The Macheshes asks the question, how can we compare the case of Gonav Mishal Aviv, Vatav V'chamachar, V'achkach Meis Aviv, to this case, where he was moided to one of them. In the case where he was moided to one of them, the halach is, as we said at the beginning of our shir, moided b'knas potter. The case where he stole from his father and then he becomes a yorish from the father, it's not that there's no knas. It's a different situation. He is the yorish. He is the person that inherited part of the knas, but not that there's no knas, says the Macheshes. When he is the yorish, what that means is that the keren, it's as if the animal was returned to the owner, if given that he's one of the owners. And whenever the animals return to the owners, there's no chiyuv knas. So we learned that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that this, he became obligated to the father before the father died. Amid Bedin. So ask the Bnei Yeshua, if that's the case of our Mishnah, of course he has to pay it. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Bnei Yeshua, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there are certain times that the knas that a father is entitled to is not passed on to the sons. And some to the Yarshim. And there are times that the knas that's owed passes on to the sons. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that this knas of Dal Vahey is the type of knas that is given over, that's given over to the children. And therefore the sons, and as we're learning, this son as well is a recipient of that knas. Says the Gemara, this is the way Rav Nachman responded to Rava, the Chamisha Baka Am Rachmana, the Loi Chamisha Chatzoi Baka. Says the Gemara, that's what happened in the evening. The Tzafra, the next morning, Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rava, the Torah says, Chamisha Baka Am Rachmana, Vafila Chamisha Chatzoi Baka, that there is no limitation, that it has to be only the full Dal V'Hei. And he said to him, Vahayda Amalei Be'urta, and why didn't I give you this answer last night? He says, "I didn't eat meat." So the Pasha Pshat is that I didn't eat meat, and therefore, since I didn't eat meat, I wasn't that strong. I wasn't able to concentrate and come up with the right pshat. That's how Rashi explains. Others explain, "Le'achli basa b'tura" is that the very Torah are compared to meat. And what he was saying to him was that at night, I didn't really delve into this halacha. Only overnight, I thought, and delved into this halacha, and recognized that there is no such halacha, that it has to be chamisha baka, v'loi chamisha chamitza chatzoi baka. So I saw that the Mazal Tov Rebbe says in the Sefer, Yisa Bracha, that the Pasuk says, Yagdol Torah v'yadir. What does Yagdol Torah v'yadir mean? When somebody, if Yagdol Torah, if we want to have a situation that people are Yagdol Torah, that people are able to learn Torah and say Chidush Torah, is v'yadir. It's only if people are adir, if they're wealthy. When a person is wealthy and then he's able to have good food, that creates an environment where he could learn, where he could learn Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Kuf Samachei Sif Vav says that somebody who fasts and he publicizes that he's fasting, as if he's a great person that he's fasting, is punished. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taza Magen Avram that if somebody asks him, not that he on his own volunteers that he's fasting, but if somebody asks him, are you fasting or not? He says, then he should say the truth. Because answering a question honestly is not being arrogant. He's just answering the question honestly. And he says that the proof, I sort of say for the Shalos Tshuva Siach Yitzchak says, can be learned from our Gemara. He didn't really, what Rav Nachman was doing, he says, was not that he didn't eat meat. He was fasting. But he didn't want to publicize that he's fasting. So he said, I didn't eat meat. So what he said was honest. He hadn't eaten meat. He hadn't eaten anything else either. But in order not to boast that he was fasting, he was allowed to say what he said. So there's a very big question here that many Paiskim discuss. What is the proper behavior of a Talmud Chacham? Is it proper for a Talmud Chacham to limit what he's eating? Or is it better that a Talmud Chacham, as we maybe have been learning, should eat and be healthy and be able to concentrate on his learning better? The Gemara Masechet Soita, Daf Mem Tes Amar Alv says, Kol Talmud Chacham, Hoisik B'Toyer M'Toychet Chak, Tfila Soin Nishmas. There's a special schus to not just learn Torah, but to learn Torah Metoich at Chak. And the Gemara says, the Ravua says, that such a person ain't hapargud ninal b'fonov. That this person, he has open access to Shemayim. Ramosha and the Shas Chuvas Igris Ramosha, Yoridei Chelik Dalid Simon Lamedvov, says, no. He says that from our Gemara we see that because he didn't eat properly, he wasn't able to concentrate properly. On the other hand, Rashi in that Gemara Masechta Saita says that Mia Kosma Dabar, when we speak about Torah Metayot Chak, the Mishim is a nurse of Koshin Lov, he doesn't have much food available. For Afpi Yosheva Isaac Torah. He still sits and learns Torah. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Bei says, Talmud Chacham ein rishoy leishe betanis, a Talmud Chacham ein hafes, ne shemrat b'malachas shemayim. It takes away from his ability to learn properly. And the Bi'a Aloch over there quotes, Hamakubal halakai chsida kadisha darizal, who said, that when, who's supposed to fast, when is fasting considered appropriate? Somebody who's not Tarasoi Amnosoi, but somebody who is Tarasoi Amnosoi, such a person should not be fasting because it could affect the quality of his learning. Ruchaim Volozhin says, gave advice to Talmud Chacham that was learning, and this Talmud Chacham that was learning did not have a good source of parnasa, and somebody offered to support him, and this person came and asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, should I accept the offer of support, or on the other hand, maybe I should fall into the category of haloi metayra v'toychet chak. So he says that somebody that if you're going to be supported, you're going to be able to learn better, whether because you're eating better, whether because you're not worried about from where you have panasa, it becomes your obligation to accept that support versus not accepting the support and it affecting the quality of your learning. Says the Gemara, Ella, if that's the case, Mishnah Resha Mishnah Seifa, why in the Resha do we learn that if the brother is the Ganef, the Dal V'Hei is paid, even though part of it is going to him. So he's not getting the whole Dal V'Hei. And in the Sefer, we learned that if they did the Tficha after the father died, you don't pay Dal V'Hei. Amalei, says the Gemara, Resha Karina Bava Tavcha Kula Besura. When he shechted the animal, the father was still alive. Since when he shechted the animal, the father was alive, so what he did was a tficha that was usur to be done. Since he did a tficha that was usur to be done, he has to be hey dal v'hei. Sefer, when he did the tficha, so part of the animal belonged to him because the father had passed away already. So therefore, it's not like karina by tachav kol b'isura. It wasn't done completely b'isur, and therefore, he's not chayv dal v'hei. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashoich v'nimtza treifa, or Hashoich v'chulim ba'azara, you pay dalad v'hei. The halacha, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Chulin daf chav ches, is that to do a proper shechita, you have to cut most of the shechit, most of the kana and veshit, most of the esophagus and the windpipe, and the trachea. The question is, when is the shechita considered halachically valid shechita? Is it when the shechita is completed? That means ein l'shechita el b'soif. When the shechita is completed, that's when the shechita is considered a full-fledged shechita. Or yesh no l'shechita metchil v'atsoif. Or the halacha views the shechita as one long act of shechita. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chavivi Mechuzno l'Ravashi. Am Mishnah that says that if you steal an animal and you shech tchulim bazar, you pay dal v'hei. Shmamina is obviously of the opinion that ein l'shechita el b'soif. The act of shechita is not considered an act until the shechita is completed. So as long as you're shechting the animal still belongs to the owner. Because the yesh no l'shechita metchil b'atsoif, if we're going to say that shechita happens throughout the entire act of shechita, so let's understand, says the Gemara, Kiv the Shachar Baporta, as soon as you did the beginning of the Shechita, Asura, the animal became Asura, no, because you did Chulin Ba'azara. Idach, so when you complete the Shechita, Loi the Marika Tavach, it didn't belong to the owner anymore. And since it didn't belong to the animal, to the owner, so the Bichayif Tficha, a Mechira, you only can be chayv for tficha mechira when you shecht something that belongs to the owner. This didn't belong to the owner. So, asks Reb Kiv Eger, that even if we say, yeshna shechita metchila v'atsoif, that doesn't mean that the shechita is considered a shechita from the beginning. You have to have the end of the shechita to make it into a good shechita. If you'll stop, as we said a few moments ago, the shechita requires that you shecht roiv of the simonim. If you will stop before you shecht roiv of the simonim, then the shechita will not be a valid shechita. So how can we say that the shechita began at the beginning? So Kivega explains that the Gemara says that what the Gemara means to say, when we say yesh don l'shechita metchil v'atsoif, that yes, the shechita begins at the beginning. But even though the shechita begins at the beginning, that only becomes evident to us that the shechita began from the beginning when the shechita is completed. Only l'mafreya, only retroactively does it become knowledgeable to us. So our Gemara is saying that since the animal was shechted chulin ba'azara, and chulin ba'azara osa ba'na, so if that's the case, then you didn't shecht something that belongs to the owner. So many Rishonim ask that we've discussed in our shiurim is something which is osa ba'na considered the property of the owner or not. And many times we've learned that even if something was osur b'hana, then it's still considered the property of the owner. And therefore, why is it just because it's osur b'hana, is it considered not the property of the owner? So the Machron Ephraim makes a very interesting distinction. He says that when we speak about something that I made a nether that I can't have anah from, so even if I can't have anah from it, or I made a nether that somebody can't have anah from it, but other people can have anah from it, that's why it's still considered, even though to a degree it's osa b'anah, it's still considered my property. But when we have something which is osa b'anah to everyone, like our Gemara of Chulin Ba'azara, the halacha is that it's not considered the property of anyone. The Chasam Sofer says, chametz b'pesach, that's osa b'anah, certainly is not considered the property of the owner. Why is it not considered the property of the owner? Since there's a mitzvah to burn it. So says the Chasam Sofer, wherever the Torah says that something is osa b'anah, and it means not only is osa b'anah, but there's a mitzvah, there's a rule that it has to be gotten rid of, that's a whole new category, and that's certainly not considered the property of the owner anymore. So again, ask the Gemara, if we hold Yeshmin L'shchita Metchil V'atzoif, so as soon as you started shechting the Chulin Ba'azara, it's no longer the property of the owner. If it's no longer the property of the owner, why would the Gana B'chayiv Dal V'hei Amalei Rav Huna B'rei D'Rava? He answered, Ki Ka M'chayiv, when are you chayiv for Dal V'hei Ahu Purta? On the beginning of the Shechita. So therefore, when you did that initial incision, that's what makes you chayiv Dal V'hei, and that's at the same time became Chulin Ba'azara. Amalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Huna B'rei D'Rava, Loi Titcha, don't disagree, don't give this answer, because the Torah, when it says the Tavchoi, what the Torah means with Tavchoi, it means the Kuloi Binon. You have to have a whole Shechita, and if you just did the initial incision, that isn't a full-fledged Shechita, and since it isn't considered a full-fledged Shechita, then you're not Chayiv Dal V'hei. So ask the Gemara, okay, so we're back to our Kasha. Why would he be Chayiv Dal V'hei when he shecht at Chulin Ba'azara if you hold Yeshna L'Shechita Metchil V'atzoif? It became Chulin Azara as soon as the initial incision took place, and Dal V'hei will only come later. Amalei, Hoch Amar of Gamda Mishmei D'Rava, Kigon Sheshachat Mitzah Simana B'chutz. He started the Shechita not in the Azara. So since he started the Shechita not in the Azara, we don't have a problem of Chulin Ba'azara. The Gomram, and then he completed the Shechita Bifnim. So when did it become Chulin Ba'azara? Only at the moment of the completion of the Shechita. And that's the same time that it became Chayiv Dal V'hei. Says the Gemara, Ikad Masan La, but there's a different version of this Sugya. Aha. Amar of Shimon, Mishum Rav Shlevi Saba, Ein L'Shechita El B'Soif. The Shechita is only considered a Shechita when you finish the act of Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yeshna L'Shechita Metchila V'Atzoif. And Rashi explains, what's the Nafkamina? What's going to be the Halacha? We know that a carbon can become pasul with different Machshavas. Chutz L'Mekaymai, that you're going to offer the carbon or parts of the procedure of the carbon done in the wrong place, or eating the carbon in the wrong place. Chutz L'Zmanai, you had a machshava to eat the carbon past the time that you're allowed to eat it. Shloi L'Shma. So if you hold Ein L'Shechita El L'Psoif, then the halach is the carbon will become pigal or pasul, but only when you had that machshava B'Soif HaShechita. But if you hold Yeshna L'Shechita Metchila V'Atzoif, so then every part of the Shechita is going to be considered part of the Shechita. And if you had that, an integral part of the Shechita, and therefore if you had these improper machshavas during any time, the carbon will become pasul. Another nafkamina is where you shechted a carbon outside of the Azara, but you completed the Shechita inside the Azara. Will that be considered that you shechted a carbon chutz l'Azara? If you hold Ein L'Shechita El B'Soif, so as long as the completion of the Shechita was done in the Azara, the carbon was offered properly. If we hold Yeshna L'Shechita Metchila V'Atzoif, so then even if you just did any part of the Shechita outside of the Azara, you would be chayiv. Amalei, so as we just said, the question is, Chulin Shenishchtu B'Azara, what is their status? Is that their osur? Is it osur midaraisa or midarabanan? Amle Rav Chaviva Mechuznala Rav Ashi, Leim Kosova Rav Yochanan, Chulin Shenishchta Bezora, the Chulin Shenishchta Bezora are not awesome at the Raisa. And he explains, these Halkadatach, if we're going to say that the Isser Hanor of Chulin Bezora is the Isser de Raisa, so we have the question, Mikishach Laport, as soon as you began the Shkita, Osra, the animal became awesome because Chulin Bezora. If that's the case, it became Osra Banor. If it's also been no, idach lav the marakatovich, when you complete the shechita, when you do the rest of the shechita, it didn't belong to the owner anymore. If it didn't belong to the owner anymore, so why should you be chayiv dal vehei? Amalei rach v'rei derava, kim become chayiv, when are you chayiv dal vehei, namehu purta, for that initial incision. Amalei, Ravashi, loy tetchei, don't say this, because the Torah clearly says, v'tofchoi, and the Torah says to be chayiv dal vehei kula binin. You have to have a full act of shechita v'leka. But ask the Gemara el kasha. But now we have a kasha that we're going to have. The only way we're going to be able to answer that why would somebody shechtet chulin shenishcht bazari chayiv dal vehei, because you're going to have to say it's not also b'deraisa. Amalei hachi amar of gamdam shmei derava ki kam chayiv. What is the case that our Mishnah said if you shechtet chulin bazara you chayiv dal vehei? It's as we said a moment ago, you started the shechita outside of the Azara, the Gomer Bebefnim, and only the last part of the shechita was done in the Azara. Since the last part of the shechita was done in the Azara, so now you could be chayiv, both Dal Vehei and Chulin Bezara coming simultaneously. Says the Mishnah, Gonav Apishnayim, somebody stole an animal in front of two witnesses, the Tavcha Mach Apim, the two Edom that come to Bezdin and say that we could bear testimony that this person stole the animal and also the Tficha Mechira. And then these Edom were found to be Edom Zomimim. The Torah speaks about Edom who are identified to be Edom Zomimim, which means that the Torah says that we say to them that the second pair comes to the first pair and says, how passably could you be offering such testimony that you could say that you saw this person, using our Mishnah as the example, that you saw this person shech the animal, steal and shech the animal in this time, in this date, in this place, imano yisim, you were with us elsewhere. So the halacha is that when Edom Zomimim, where people are identified to be Edom Zomimim, the Torah Kedoshah says, Vasisim loikash zomim lasis lachiv, their punishment is that they what they wanted that should happen to the person that they said testimony about should happen to them. And therefore, since they wanted to make this kind of pay dal vehei, they will have to pay mishalm hakol, they'll have to pay dal vehei. Gonav, continues the Mishnah, what will be the halacha? Gonav al pishnayim, two edim say testimony that this person stole an animal. And now there are two different edim that say that we saw him tavach u'machar. And now both of these pairs of edim, ve'elu ve'elu nimtzu zomimim, they were identified to be edim zomimim. Harishonim, the first pair pays kefal. V'achronim, mishalmim tashlumei shloisha. Because the first edim are paying kefal, so we take off that payment and they go down from kefal from paying dal vehei to shloisha arba. Nimtza achroinim zomimim. What will happen if only the second pair were identified to be edim zomimim? Who misham tashlumi kefal? The first aid will pay, the ganef will pay kefal. Vehein, they'll pay the balance of the shloisha. Echem men achroinim zomimim. If one of the second pair of edim were identified to be edim zomimim, Butla Edis Shni, that the entire Edis falls apart because we need two Edim. And since we need two Edim, we only have one Ed. So that whole Edis is meaningless. Since that whole Edis is meaningless, so they don't become Edim Zomimim, and therefore the Ganef would have to pay Kefal because of the first pair of Etnis. But let's say one of the first pair of Edim was identified to be an Ed Zomimim, then the halacha is batel kol Edim. Everything that was said here will be fall apart. The first pair falls apart because we only have one aid left. The other aid was identified to be aid Zayman. And the second pair, you only could have Tficha Mechira built on a Geneva. But if the Geneva fell apart, then the Tficha Mechira doesn't stand on its own. Since the Tficha Mechira can't stand on its own, everything falls apart. Says the Gemara Itmar. Eid Zoymim. When we speak about Eid Zoymim, that we spoke in our Mishnah, we introduced this concept of Eid Zoymim, there's a question. How does the Halacha look at Eid Zoymim? Abai Amalim Afreyun, if so, he was disqualified from when he said this Eidus, for which he became Eid Zoymim. Rav Amalim Mekana La'abon, if so, only from when the actual Hazama took a place. Abai Amalim Afreyun, if so, because now we know who shot the acid when he offered that testimony, Havle Rosha, he said something which was false. But Torah Amra, the Torah Kedosha teaches us, Atoshes Yotcha Im Rosha Lius Eid Chamas, Atoshes Rosh Eid, a person who says something false is a posle. Rav Amra disagrees. Mekana La'abohu Nifso. Eid Zoymim, because says Rava that the whole halacha of Eid Zoymim is a chiddushu, it's a chiddush. Because why? The ha treva treinenu. If we speak about Adam Zaymimim, it's a chiddush. We have the first pair of Adam came in and said whatever they said. The second pair says, well, what you said can't possibly be true. Imano Yisim, you were with us at that time and place elsewhere. So the question is, my chayz is the tzayis lahani. Why do we trust, why does the Torah trust the second pair? Tzayis lahani, why don't we accept the first pair? Hilkach ein labach, but it's a chiddush in the Torah. And since the Torah said this chiddush, the halach is el mishas chiddush of eilach. Only from when they were identified to be Edom Zoymim are they disqualified, not before. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim tries to understand, Rava just said a beautiful explanation. Why does Abaya agree? So one explanation Rabbi Chanan offers is, why was the basis of Rava's reasoning? Ein b'l'chaba el mishas chedusha ve'elach. Abai doesn't agree with that concept. On the other hand, another explanation says that it's not a chiddush. Yes, we trust the second Adam because they're not arguing over the case. We're going to learn in our coming shiurim that there's two different halachic principles. There's something called achosha, where the Adam can't disagree over what happened, and there's hazama, where they're not talking about the actual story, they're talking about the Edom. And what happens here is that two Edom are testifying that there's a disqualification with these Edom. When two Edom say that they're testifying that there is a disqualification with these Edom, that is not a chiddush. Ikedamri, but then there's a different explanation of Rava's opinion. It says, the my Rava really abides, really. Doimel am afraid of themselves. If these Edom are determined to be Edom Zoymim, that means at the time that they offered their testimony, they were liars. So from that moment on, they should be considered Pasul Edus. So why did Rava say they only become disqualified from that when actually the Hazama happens? What is the concern? There's a whole new concern. People don't know and they have no reason to know that these Edom are apostle. There's no reason to assume that they're apostle. And they were asked to be witnesses on documents. And those documents people are going to rely on to collect. And then it turns out that they're apostle mafreya. And these people are innocent victims. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what is the nafkamina and the two different explanations the Rava offered? Says the Gemara, "Sida betray lechad v'tray lechad." In a case that two witnesses said testimony about one of them, and two different Edom said testimony about them. So now it's going to be two against one. Two Edom said that the first aid was elsewhere. Two different Edom said that this aid was elsewhere. So now there's no chiddush. So if we're going to say the basis of Rava is mishas chiddush v'elach, here there's no chiddush. And Rava will agree that they're possible retroactively. If the reason is, as we just learned, because of Pseida de Lekuchas, so that applies even in this case. Inami, in a case, the Peslinabag and Aznusa, that they were disqualified because people said that they're Gazlonim, and people are Gazlonim, Apostle Edis. And there we certainly trust, and they are able to testify to that. So the noun is no Chiddush. And the Gemara explains itself. Lach Lishna, Damrit, Mishum Chiddush. The opinion that says that Rava says that they're not possible mafreis bechiddush. In these cases, like there is no chiddush. However, lach lishna that we're concerned the amrit b'shem seida delkuchas and people use them as edim with no way of knowing that they're disqualified, and therefore the people who use them need to be protected. Like that reason doesn't apply. It says the Gemara Amr Yirmi Medifti of the Rapapa of the Kavasei to Rava. Rapapa paskin like Rava. That they only become possible from the time of Hazama. Ravashi says, Hilchas Kavosei Dabaya, that they become possible Mafreya, and says the Gemara, Hilchas Kavosei Dabaya, Bayal Kagam, that even though normally when we have a Machloikis, Abaya and Rava, we paskin like Rava, there are six cases, Yal Kagam, where we paskin like Abaya, and the Ayin of the Yal Kagam is Eid Zoymim, and the halacha is that the Eidim who become Eidim Zoymim are disqualified l'mafreya from retroactively from when they gave this improper testimony.